Now, in addition to sanctions on Russia, European leaders are considering their own future security.
Germany, Europe's biggest economy, has been reluctant for years to spend as much on defense as its NATO allies would like. Now, over the weekend, Germany's chancellor told legislators he wants to change that. He wants a dramatic increase in defense spending.
How dramatic a change is this by Germany?
Well, the Germany that is waking up today is not the same Germany as last week. Yesterday, in a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, Olaf Scholz did away with years of Angela Merkel-era foreign security policy, and he announced the country would set up a special fund of 100 billion euros to fund Germany's armed forces, and from now on would spend at least 2% of its GDP on its military. When Scholz announced this, the Bundestag erupted into applause. This was a shocking about-face for a country that has for years been stubbornly reluctant to invest in its own military. Last year, Germany spent only 1.4% of its GDP on its defense, so this new commitment is a game-changer for Europe and its security. And yesterday, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced a raft of new punitive measures. First off, the EU has asked all its 27 members to close their airspace to Russian-owned, registered, or controlled aircraft. This morning, departure boards at Moscow's airports showed dozens of canceled flights to cities across Europe. That's just the start. Von der Leyen also announced the EU will, for the first time, finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country under attack. This is also a landmark move. Those shipments, which will include fighter jets, will commence immediately to Ukraine's military. Josep Borrell, the EU's foreign policy chief, had this to say about the bloc's about-face on this issue.
Another taboo has fallen. The taboo that the European Union was not providing arms in a war. Yes, we are doing, because this war requires our engagement in order to support the Ukrainian army.
And Steve, just quickly here, the EU also banned Russian state-backed media outlets and also put new sanctions on the regime of Alexander Lukashenko in Belarus.